I'm joined now by Desi McNamara, part of the management team of this Donegal under-20s that have just lifted the Karen Jackson Cup. A good performance, particularly in the first half, and you stood up well to a Tyrone challenge in the third quarter and saw yourselves home.
Absolutely. Look at the girls come out of the blocks there in the first half flying, and we put a big emphasis on the first 10 minutes to try and push up and get as much out of them first 10 minutes as possible. And the girls played excellently and throughout the whole first half, working hard. Like, Tyrone got a few balls, but we'd done a massive amount of turnovers. And looking at half time, we told them to keep it going. We knew Tyrone were going to come out. The wind actually picked up there at half time, and they had their moments. They did put us under the cosh a wee bit, but once again, some of the girls stood up there, and especially in them last 10 or 15 minutes, and we're so proud of them.
Well, Tyrone did cut it back to 5 points, but you did lead by 12 at the break, and a comfortable 12-point lead as well, because it could have been more.
Yeah. It could have been more. We missed up a few opportunities of goals, but look at, as I said, these. Sometimes there does be mistakes. We don't care about mistakes. We just expect these girls to keep playing, and that's what they do. You know, at the end of the day, look, we keep telling them the only time the scoreboard is really relevant is when the referee blows the final whistle, and that's what we play to. We try to play for the full 60 minutes. It's an inter-county game, and the opposition, they're all good players too. So there is going to be periods where they get on top, etc. But we have to weather that storm and come back out. And in fairness to the girls, in that last 15-20 minutes, you could really see that they wanted this.
Well, to take away from this particular game, obviously there's a lot of positives, there's no doubt about that. There were some fine individual performances there today, of course, all over the park.
Absolutely. We believed in this team. We have some excellent footballers in Donegal, you know, and you can see even there our inside full forward line. You know, we play an attacking style of football. We like to move the ball in quickly to them. The emphasis on them then to take on the markers and get the scores. You know, we are, myself and Paul, we're joint managers. We do believe in keeping that scoreboard going, you know, and that's the way we set up our teams. And all I can say is the girls bought into it, you know. Early doors, you know, when we told them that we want to keep that scoreboard, you know, going, we have a thing where we need to get to 20 points. When we get to 20 points, you know, it takes a good opposition to beat you, and if opposition can outscore you at that stage, well, you know, that's good opposition. So the girls bought into it. You know, at times, you know, some it goes against our nature. We love a bit of a hand passing, but what do you call it when once we get going, you've seen yourself. They were very excellent. So proud of every last one of them.
Dominant display, no doubt about that. And All Ireland to come. It'll be an easier build-up perhaps for that now, because the last couple of weeks have been very, very difficult, haven't they?
The last couple of weeks was, if I'm honest with you, a bit of a nightmare. The leaving cert kicked in.
You're looking for a few doctors now, are you?
Yeah. I've heard that much about the leaving cert in the last couple of weeks. I want to see the results when they come out, because the amount of studying that's been done has been shocking. But we told the girls, you know, a couple of girls didn't at the start mention this, the leaving cert and stuff like that, and we told them that we'll respect their wishes, and we did respect their wishes over the last couple of weeks. And you know, we were training twice a week, and we had to cut that back to once a week for them. And in fairness to the girls, like, one girl quite literally left the exam a few minutes early today to make sure that she was on the bus to come up the road, and she was played outstanding. So we're very, very, once again, extremely proud.
An All Ireland final to play now, which is a massive step forward. This competition has been good in Ulster. And maybe the rest of the counties will buy into it now.
Look, it's been an excellent competition. It really, really has. And look, it's a stepping stone. It's a stepping stone for the years to come. There's loads of them girls out there. You can see the smiles in their faces. And look, realistically, you know, in the modern game, when a girl comes out of minors, she's probably not fully fit for seniors. So, you know, 2 years at this year, like, we have our strength and conditioning coach there. She's looking in the window at me. What do you call it? And we've put a huge emphasis on that over the last couple of months, and that builds them up, gets the strength and gets the proper physique for them ready to move up to senior when they're called up. And we do expect some of them to get called up, you know, early next year, and they'll be ready for it, and please God they'll push on a wee bit.
It's been a good year then. You'd obviously like to finish now on All Ireland title as well.
Look, we never even talked, we even thought about an All Ireland title, if I'm honest with you. When we started first, we wanted to win the first game, you know, and then when we win the first game, we want to win the second game, and then we quickly realised, we have a team here, and we kept pushing them and pushing them. You know, then we look at, I suppose we did set, me and Paul set the goal to get to the Ulster final. And when you're at the Ulster final, you know, clearly you want to win the Ulster final. And we told the girls, you know, this is history. You know, nobody else, we're the first team to win this. Nobody else can take that away from them. You know, when in years to come, you know, as we do say to them, when you're old like us, you know, you have that medal now in your back pocket, and nobody can take that away from you.
Go and join the celebrations, because the music's already started.
I hear them going now. Thank you very much.